from the East Boulevard all the way to Ann Street. Another slowdown, I-65 southbound into Montgomery with multiple disabled vehicles along the route. Use caution as you're headed into the city. Slow down and buckle up. Also, South Memorial Drive at Highway 82, they're still fighting a tree that fell into some power lines with arcing and sparking. Watch out for those emergency vehicles working the scene right there. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trentham State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trentham State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When we had something planned, it would rain.
I'm going to go buy some jelly beans at a magical candy store on a cloud.
Con the rain.
We get really loaded. We go up on the roof, change the storm windows.
It would explain what's driving this extreme weather.
I blame the French and their crazy sex water.
We all know you're about as deep as a puddle.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to meet with other Democrats tomorrow about her plans for sending articles of impeachment to the Senate for President Trump's trial.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has signed on to a resolution to dismiss the charges with no witnesses. The Speaker told ABC's This Week,
"Dismissing is a cover-up."
Republican John Kennedy of Louisiana says the Senate will run a fair process.
We have not made a decision about witnesses.
Once the House votes to send the articles, they will be escorted to the Senate in cherry wood or cedar boxes.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. An off-duty Los Angeles County Sheriff's detective is killed helping a woman cross the street.
Detective Amber Leist was struck by a car and killed Sunday morning in North Hollywood just moments after the 41-year-old walked an elderly woman across the road and was returning to her car. The driver of the car that struck the officer remained on the scene and was not charged.
Fox's Sue Guzman. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, don't freak out.
Don't freak out.
Don't freak out.
Why would I freak out?
It's bad.
It's bad. It's really, really bad.
I'm freaking out!
What is it? What is it?
It is
Monday.
Monday.
No! I have to go back to work.
Okay.
Well, it's not too bad.
Chin up. It's your time to shine.
Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this. They send the articles of impeachment over in a cherry wood box. How about a soiled diaper? Why not just...
It's already been done, or is that what they did? No, is that what
Let me just say this.
How about that?
Let me give you a preview of this afternoon, about 3:15.
Are you going to be higher than a rooster's decibel?
Uh-huh. And I may actually throw Dan out of the studio earlier because I won't be able to wait. I would never do that, of course, but... hey, maybe something that will help me calm down is available in Infusion. We'll talk about that in a second. But right now, at 4 minutes after 8.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Thank you, Sam. I've been looking at some of these rainfall totals, more than an inch in places like Montgomery and Auburn. What? I just heard speaking in the background.
How is that? Let me ask you a question. If you have your phone audio button down, as mine clearly is, why would it still play audio?
Yeah.
Because you're playing a video that doesn't apply if you're this turns off your ringer, your notifications, so that you know your phone won't ring and it won't ding when you get text messages. Ain't gonna do anything about videos you watch.
Anyway, more than an inch of rain in Montgomery and Jay's rainfall in Prattville, 2.14 inches. A lot of that was that storm in the last,
That's all of it was that storm that came through.
Let's say 430-ish, something like that.
We're at 6,800.
All right, 6,800, and I'm at 8,600 on the east side. Anyway, the periods of showers and thunderstorms will continue today and tonight. The radar is quite colorful right now. You can see that on our weather app if you have it. Spring-like warmth next few days, 74 today, mid-60s tonight. That's incredible. Tomorrow and Wednesday, mid to upper 70s. It's like springtime in January. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast tomorrow and Wednesday. Risk of a few leftover showers Thursday. We could get a brief break on Friday before more showers and thunderstorms with the next front on Saturday. Right now this morning, the rain has ended out at the airport. It's 64 at 8:07.
I watched your weather extra from Thursday.
Yeah.
About this being the coldest period.
The heart of the winter. Yeah.
And what's interesting is that we had that frisky front that came through Saturday. Everybody had stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And
did not disappoint. It was certainly vicious.
No. Wow. I'm just glad. Yeah. Look, nobody wants a tornado outbreak, but lawn furniture tossed into pools and stories like that. And then when I left the neighborhood after the storm had passed, there were like branches of trees and straw and pine and everything else.
Did you lose
all
power?
Over the place. We did not, but I know several people who did.
I know some people who here in Montgomery who still after 10 p.m. didn't have power.
Wow. Yeah, it seemed like the area near Perry Hill and what's the road? Harrison. There were some problems in that neck of the woods.
Atlanta Highway, Northeast Montgomery, also down around the Deer Creek area.
Delrada. Mm-hmm. I heard Delrada is there as well. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, I have become a bigger fan every time I do it, and I've been doing it twice a week, and that is acupuncture or dry needle therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's available now at Infusion, along with all the other great services they have to enhance your life. I want to be real honest about this. It's not painful in any way, shape, or form. It's pain that drives you in. They're looking for solutions. And Dr. Gross, Dr. Terry Gross, who does this and other chiropractic services, he's just an expert. And it takes 12 minutes from beginning to end. And then after your therapy is over, they drape this really warm, heavy cloth over you. It's got some weight in it, and it just feels incredible, and it works. It works. Sciatic pain is tough. Those of you who have dealt with it, you know. This does give you relief, and it can work with all kinds of aches and pains. And that's just one of the many things they offer at Infusion Cryo and Laser. Cryotherapy, we've been talking about that for years. Best quick 3-minute recharge you can get. If you're tired, sluggish, you could spend a fortune on energy drinks or do something really good and have it go directly in your bloodstream and do an IV that will restore your energy. Help you with weight loss at the beginning of the year. If you made a commitment to lose weight, they have an IV that helps boost your metabolism. It all works, and it's there at Infusion. 296-1662. We got to make an IV appointment.
Yeah, well, tell me when, because I was thinking about tomorrow, but that may not work for you. But
I think it will. Yeah. I think it will.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I can be flexible with your hours tomorrow. How about that?
I will go ahead and get back to you with options. Yeah, we've been doing IV vitamin therapy. The Juve light therapy works. It's all good. 296-1662. If you'd like to learn more and browse their website, go to infusioncryoandlaser.com. 810. Stupid News Network.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A GoFundMe account has been set up for a family who lost everything in a fire Saturday near Snowden. Fire crews say it was caused by a lightning strike. A mom and her 16-year-old son were home at the time of the fire and made it out safely. If you would like to donate, visit alabamanews.net. Cleanup continues across the state today after severe weather moved through on Saturday. Local crews responded to trees down on power lines and homes. No major injuries were reported in central Alabama. And state troopers are investigating after two people died in a crash Saturday. This happened just after 3:30 Saturday morning on Interstate 85, just outside of Shorter. Troopers say a car left the road and overturned after hitting another car. The driver of the second car has minor injuries. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Anybody. Of course, a parody of the great Yvonne Elliman classic.
From Saturday Night Fever.
This is an interesting story. See this? Iranian protesters refuse to walk on U.S. or Israel flags. Let me see a regime change over there. Let's hope.
They're getting a lot of flack for shooting down that plane. And now...
Even Trudeau said, hey, you're responsible. Accident. Right. That would be awesome. I posted something last week. It was a group of photos of Iran in the 70s before the Ayatollah came into power. It was as Western as we were. Kids were wearing, you know, bell bottoms and leisure suits and all the stuff that was going on here at the same time. I don't know what happened, but I think they're, I would love to see the people take their freedom back there.
What was the guy that we gave asylum to? I'm sorry?
The Shah
of Iran, yeah.
Still not sure about that whole story, but interesting that they are treating our flag with better respect than some of the people here. Yeah. Who would like to play an exciting, exhilarating, and rewarding game? The game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
What's our subject today?
It's you have to guess whether or not the celebrity we name is still in their 20s. Since we are just starting the 20s.
Oh, gotcha.
These are all names that you would know. We'll give you the name. You say, yes, they're still in their 20s, or no, they're not. And if you get 2 out of 3 right, you'll win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Spoiler alert, Pesci is not.
He looked awful. I don't know if it was the makeup they gave him or what.
Right.
I felt like crying when I saw him. I didn't even recognize him at first.
I know. Until you hear his voice, you know.
Yeah, that's the same. Yeah, exactly. Personally, I think Home Alone was his masterpiece. So, 272-9228, if you would like. Come on. Make it a New Year's resolution. I'm going to call that damn radio station the first time.
The damn radio station.
A first-time player. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That guy keeps telling me to call.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Maybe a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card isn't enough. I'm going to add $1 to that.
That'll bring him in.
I'm going to add.
Guys, the radio station's giving away $1.
There's the phone ringing. See, I told you it would work. I will add $1 in cash.
Can you find it?
You got $1 I can borrow, Rich. Yeah,
yeah. I'm glad they pay you Tuesday for $1 today.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Not yet. Hang on.
So we have a contestant, and it's our buddy William B. Well, this should be fun, because nobody is into pop culture like William B. How you doing, my friend? How are Faith and Hope?
They are great. I've been battling a cold for a little while, so I hadn't been able to talk a whole lot, but thought I'd give this a shot.
Well, they got things at Seafood Bistro that will clear your sinuses. So,
yes, I need some.
All right, so I'll give you a name. You tell me whether or not this individual is over the age of 30, yes or no. We'll start with Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Miley Cyrus. Is she or is she?
I think she is over 30.
30?
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
No.
Yeah.
No, she just turned 27. It just seems like she's been around for 30 years.
Still in their 20s, that's what.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, and I'm wondering why you never see her and Justin Bieber together. I think it's the same person. But anyway.
All right. The Olsen twins, over or under 30?
Interesting.
Let's see. Under.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
See, now you want to lose the other Olsen one, right?
Yeah, he's got to get this one wrong.
Okay. One. Okay.
The Olsen twins are 33.
Wow.
All right. So you got to get it wrong. Now, so I'll give you three names.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you pick the one you want to guess on. All right. Chris Hemsworth, Margot Robbie, or Ed Sheeran.
Chris Hemsworth.
Is he over 30? Remember, you need the wrong answer.
Oh, he's under 30.
You did it. Way to go.
That's how you had to play that one.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
He's 36.
That's right.
So good for you, man. Margot Robbie is 29, and Ed Sheeran is 28. Oh, so
okay.
There you go. It's kind of interesting.
Very interesting.
Got my attention. And now you have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card and $1.
And $1.
The Rich Thomas is going to look. I thought I had cash on me.
Maybe there we go. It looks like it was just printed.
Wait a minute.
Just go to
That's a beauty. That's a better looking dollar than any dollar I have.
Excuse me.
All right, so I owe you a buck.
I just printed that this morning.
All right, hang on. Wow, how about that? That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No.
You don't like anything we do. All right, coming up, our rocket scientist of the day. 8:20, as you listen in the afternoon to Brant McDonald. And this kind of a thing with me when I used to listen to financial people during my Florida years.
Yeah.
And you always feel kind of on the outside looking in. But you know what? You don't have to have a ton of money you know, when you go see Brandt and the team at McDonald and Hagen, the idea is not to walk in with a briefcase full of cash and say, here, let's do something with this. The idea is to start with that first dollar and take a look at your budget and money you're spending on various things, and then finding a certain number of dollars that you could very easily, painlessly set aside that will grow into something for you. When you make that decision, you become managerial about your money, and it makes you feel good. McDonald and Hagen are there for everybody, people who have plans for the future, people who want to save towards a specific goal, a first home, their kids' education, or a retirement plan, or just building a nest egg that's there if you need it. It's as simple as calling 387-0094. What Brandt does so well is take the universe of money, which can become very complicated, and he brings it to us, explains why the markets react and don't react to the news of the day and so forth. And he's a phone call away when you need to ask a question. 387-0094. That's Brandt and the Brain Chest at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. 822.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, most of our accidents have cleared, but we still have some problems. New accident, Troy Highway inbound just before Pike Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. I-85 southbound, a slowdown from Mount Meigs to Chantilly. We had an accident earlier at Chantilly. It is out of the way, but still slow traffic. Slow traffic, I-85 southbound from East Boulevard past Perry Hill to Ann Street. We've also got slow traffic on I-65 southbound from the 143 on-ramp at Millbrook across the River Bridge downtown. East Boulevard is busy. Also an accident, Beth Manor at Perry Hill, that's got Perry Hill Road tied up just a bit. Wherever you are this morning, we're seeing light to mostly moderate traffic, so please buckle up, slow down, headlights on, and be safe out there. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter will give you a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can roll, chase, drag onto their lot. Start the new year with a new car at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
You know, it's been said, and I think it's applicable to both political parties. If there isn't a problem to solve, they'll create one and then try to get reelected to solve the problem that they created. So Vermont, which is the state that gave us Bernie Sanders,
right,
is seeking the ban of the use of cell phones for anyone under the age of 21.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's bad for your lungs or something?
Who knows? Yeah. The bill introduced to the Judiciary Committee there by Senator John Rogers would make the possession of a cell phone punishable by up to 1 year in prison, a $1,000 fine, or both. This is
under 21.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
He says that the reason they want to do this, and this will not work, is because driving. Cell phones and driving have become a leading cause of death. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any. First of all, none of us really considered giving our teenage kids cell phones or smartphones or any kind of phone until what event? 9/11.
Mm-hmm. For safety.
Yes.
For safety reasons.
After that day, yep, that was when we decided. Now, we had, yep, you know, pretty strict rules on it, and, you know, there were only so many numbers. But if we needed to get a hold of her, if something bad had happened, we were glad she had it. And she's never abused it. And she actually now uses her Christmas gift for work.
By the way, just out of curiosity, is Montpelier, would that be the smallest state capital in the country?
Montpelier, yeah. This is a state I don't understand, because next door you have New Hampshire, which is known basically for two things.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
And I think their state slogan is live free or die.
Die.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's the only way. Live free or die. And then next door you have Bernie Sanders and Vermont, and now they want to ban cell phones and... What's in the sap in their maple trees, man? I just don't understand these people at all.
Sap suckers.
I like that. That's Bob Baumhauer's nickname for me, by the way.
Sap he calls sucker. You sap sucker?
It's a term of endearment with him.
Oh, okay.
It really is. I'm not kidding. Here's a peek into the future in Vermont if they go ahead with this brilliant idea.
Okay.
A Vermont senator has proposed banning the use of cell phones for young people. The penalty for possession would be 1 year in prison and a $1,000 fine.
This is, like, totally unfair. How am I supposed to date, know the weather, or distract myself from the meaningless void that is life?
You looking for a phone? Meet me behind Home Depot at 6 o'clock.
But I don't know what time it is without a phone.
I got all kinds of phones. iPhones, Androids, BlackBerry Kush, Razors, phones to check Snapchat, Nokia phones that only make calls and play the game Snake. Yo, if you buy two phones, I'll throw in a box of straws.
5-0, I gotta get out of here before I'm locked up for holding a phone.
Oh, that's okay. It's just my siren ringtone.
Oh, cruel world. If a complaint isn't put on Twitter, does it even make a sound?
What's it gonna be, yo?
Just give me something with a GPS. I have literally no idea how to get home.
I think I'll make one little prediction, one good thing that could come from this law, that just the news of this law getting around will suddenly create a new wave of political activism with people under 21. Who will start asking questions like, are you kidding? That's just, I can't think of, the people that think they can run your life better, that they can parent better than you can. Mm-hmm. No thanks. Nobody's a perfect parent. We all learn certain things the hard way, but we don't need the state meddling in. And there are already laws, by the way, that prohibit texting and driving. And do you really think that's like, how are those pot laws working as far as banning the use of marijuana or any other drug, illegal or otherwise? Crazy, crazy, crazy. In other news, we have to give a rocket scientist tip of the helmet to an unknown person in Kentucky who hacked they have those portable road signs,
yeah,
with the digital displays.
What did he put up on it?
he got the attention of drivers by programming the sign to read, "Send Nudes." Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Chief confirmed the sign at the site of Kentucky Route 29 in Whitley County was hacked Thursday by someone who changed the message to "Send Nudes." Officials said the sign was shut off and corrected by a worker for the contract company that owns the sign. Interestingly, the spokeswoman for this district is named Amber. That's a light.
Yeah.
Said the sign can be changed by someone on site, but it's got password protection the hacker was somehow able to bypass. There have been a bunch of those that have been pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
Some have actually, I remember, I think it was in Texas, somebody hacked, and it wasn't a temporary sign on the side of the road. It was one of those overhead things they have, like...
That's what I thought you were talking about.
They had it say, "Get the F off your phone," or something mm-hmm. like that. It was pretty direct. Mm. Applied security can protect you. I learned, I didn't need to learn anything. I was reminded last week about how great their security system is because I've been here 15 years, and unless you have the device you need to get into the building, you ain't getting in the building. So I had to wait for my ever-sharp comrades, I shouldn't use that word on the station, my buddies Jay and Rich, to notice that I hadn't been here for a few minutes and that things were playing and, well, I was locked out. I forgot to go. I went outside, left my device here, and there's just no way to compromise it. So I had to go to the Fred Flintstone system, which is bang on the door and yell Wilma at the top of my lungs, hoping somebody would hear that I was outside trying to get in. Their systems work. They can protect your business, your home, with technologies that'll lock you down, keep the bad people out. Call Mark and Vicky. It's a local company, so whenever you need service, they're right here. 279-8338. 279-8338. And that name again is Applied Security. 33 years of experience. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Most of us here in central Alabama have had anywhere, let's say, from 3/4 of an inch up to as high as 2.5 inches of rain so far. But you go a little farther to the south, you get closer to, let's say, south of Georgiana, and you're seeing 3 to 7 inches that have fallen so far and more heavy rain there as well. The radar is colorful, and the forecast is wet and also very spring-like with periods of showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. This is more like a forecast in April with the high temperature today, 74. Tonight's low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, high in the mid to upper 70s, with more scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a risk of a few leftover showers that on Thursday. There could be a couple of strong storms, but I think the better chances would be tomorrow and farther north, so we'll watch that. And another batch of showers and thunderstorms Saturday. Right now this morning, we have 63 degrees. The rain has stopped at the airport, at least temporarily. More than an inch of rain so far here at 8:34.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, down to the traffic dungeon. We got some great Morning Maroon nominees coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident west Fairview Avenue at I-65. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. We have a lot of congestion on the Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard around I-85, Troy Highway, and East Boulevard from that intersection down to Baptist. And an accident on the Troy Highway inbound just before Pike Road. They're still working that one this morning. Please use caution. We still have moderate traffic around the city. It is raining. Buckle up, drive carefully, and slow down just a little bit. Haynes Ambulance serves central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Cleanup continues across the state today after severe weather moved through on Saturday. Local crews responded to trees down on power lines and homes. No major injuries were reported in central Alabama. A GoFundMe account has been set up for a family who lost everything in a fire Saturday near Snowden. Fire crews say that was caused by a lightning strike. A mom and her 16-year-old son were home at the time of the fire and made it out safely. If you would like to donate, visit alabamanews.net. And state troopers are investigating after two people died in a crash Saturday. This happened just after 3:30 Saturday morning on Interstate 85, just outside of Shorter. Troopers say a car left the road and overturned after hitting another car. The driver of the second car has minor injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Monday, when I think about you, I really get bummed. I'd like just a week without you, that would be fun. I wish I could go back to sleep like I did yesterday. But I go to work, my profession leaves me crying. Can't get away, feel like Monday.
Does it?
It's time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Hey, just put on Facebook. I can't. There's no real audio to it, but if you see it, it's gone viral. It's a video where a guy proposes to a girl by putting them into Beauty and the Beast or something.
Oh, I see the picture.
I saw that, yeah.
Isn't that cute?
It is nice.
Wow. She didn't even know, like, her family and friends were in that theater that they were watching that in whenever he popped the question.
Yeah, look at her face.
You know, sometimes people do really dumb things to be, you know, come up with the next great marriage proposal. And then on the other hand, there are some that are really, really clever. All right, in stupid news, the FBI is asking the public's help in catching the bad wig bandit who's been robbing banks in North Carolina. They said in a statement the suspect wore a different wig during each heist in the Charlotte area. One was blonde, another black, third red. They're ill-fitting. So they've advised tellers in the Charlotte area, if somebody comes up and appears to have a odd-fitting or weird wig, duck.
Oh, my gosh.
Perhaps you could be a billionaire's date. 44-year-old billionaire in Japan is looking for a girlfriend. And guess where their first date's going to be?
Deetsville, I'm guessing.
Bigger than Deetsville.
Owasa.
Bigger than Owasa.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
The moon.
Good luck then.
Yeah. Isaku Mizawa in Japan is kicking off 2020 by promising to give away $9 million to random people on Twitter as a social experiment. He's single and looking for a girlfriend, and if it winds up being you, your first official date will be a trip to the moon. He was the first person to buy a private trip to the moon from SpaceX. He wants a new girlfriend to go there with him. If you're interested, he's looking for single women over the age of 20 and under the age of 21.
Over the age of 20 and under 21, I got you.
Applications are due by Friday. I don't know where you go to apply, though. I could look that up, but I just thought, hey.
I don't know that I couldn't do that, you know? Because then, like, it's kind of like when you listen to your favorite song and you introduce that to your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, and then the relationship goes bad, and then you've associated something you used
that
to love.
Song.
Now, whenever you see the moon.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, that reminds me of that time I took ungrateful one. Yeah, don't, no, just go, enjoy it. Take your mom to the moon, you know?
Let's decide on this one whether it's
cool
or
creepy.
A guy posted this story on Reddit over the weekend. I don't track my wife's monthly cycle, but I've been with her long enough to get a sense of where it falls every month. He was recently getting some toilet paper out of the cabinet, noticed his wife was down to just one tampon. He knew from his intuitive schedule that she was due, so he went to pick her up a box. Mm-hmm. When I got home, he says, she saw them and got upset, said it was weird that I did it on my own and kind of creepy. So what do you think? I mean, have you been with somebody long enough?
He was trying to be considerate.
Considerate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's such a personal thing that I don't know.
Maybe if you'd done a more, it would have been less creepy if you'd done a creative project, like put them in a vase.
Yeah.
Or tie them with a red ribbon. No, that wouldn't be good.
Red ribbon. Tie a yellow ribbon.
And this story, a woman named Nasli Sales from Jersey City, Jersey.
Jersey.
Ordered diapers for her 19-month-old from Amazon recently. Yeah. When she was changing her daughter into one of them in the dark, she thought it felt heavy. She turned on the lights and saw that the diaper had been used.
Ew!
Oh, no!
She disinfected the nursery, wiped her daughter with alcohol, and then called Amazon. They're investigating. How does that happen?
Did they charge her extra for the weight of the... Never mind.
Well, I can't imagine that diapers are any less expensive on Amazon. I mean, why can't you just get them at the store?
I have a lot of questions on here. How did the packaging arrive?
Right.
If diapers are anything like any other thing that I buy, they come in something that is sealed. Mm-hmm. Was it not open? A diaper's a rather large thing that would need a large hole in the packaging for you to pull that out or put it back in. I have no idea. I don't buy diapers, so I have no idea how they're contained.
Apparently, there was nothing about this that.
Right. That's my question.
It's like, I shouldn't use that word.
Yeah, right.
Of suspicion. But I've never heard of that one happening before. And if you swore to give up drinking for the new year and it failed, guess what? One third of people who swore off alcohol for January and this dry January thing they had going on have already said, that's it, I'm done. So you're not alone. We gave away a $10 gift card to Food Outlet earlier this morning. We do it with our pop quiz question at the end of Random Facts. I went yesterday and filled. I got a case of 24. I love my Diet Coke in a glass bottle, and that's the best way to drink any soda. And they sell all the Coke products in glass bottles at $3.59 for a six-pack. They're $6 at the big store. All right, so on four of those, I save about $8. I mean, that's real money to me. That's half a tank of gas. I'll take it anytime. Oscar Mayer Wieners, which I've seen at $3.99 for one pack of bun-length wieners, two for $3 at Food Outlet this week. I did pick up some of those. One of these days, we're going to do like a picnic breakfast of hot dogs and beans or something.
I wouldn't be a
tater salad
at all. No.
That'd be great.
At Food Outlet, the meat department, I send Bailey Grahams from the chicken tenders. You should look at those prices. I mean, how about those tenders I brought in this morning? Those were big.
Excellent. That was one of the bigger ones that you've in the last few weeks.
Big juicy tenders, and I think that pack was a little under $5. When you go to buy tenders at the big chain store, it's obscene what they charge. What I gave Rich grilled for Bailey would have cost about $9.99. I know this because I do the reconnaissance shopping, so please take my word for it. Try Food Outlet on your big weekly grocery shop and see if you can't start saving some serious money in all the departments. Dairy, meat, bread, snacks, everywhere at Food Outlet. Highway 14 in the Millbrook. Food Outlet on Main Street, west of 31 in Prattville, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. And I'll see you there every Sunday morning without fail.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident west Fairview Avenue at I-65. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. We have a lot of congestion on the Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard around I-85, Troy Highway, and East Boulevard from that intersection down to Baptist. And an accident on the Troy Highway inbound just before Pike Road. They're still working that one this morning. Please use caution. We still have moderate traffic around the city. It is raining. Buckle up, drive carefully, and slow down just a little bit. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertising.
I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What you gonna do now the weekend's through? From the moment you open your eyes and wake, you're thinking of the job you must go to and hate. You want an extra hour so you can snooze. You can't do that, it's work for you. Monday, Monday, what you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through? Monday, Monday, what you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through?
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB at 8:52. It's Tom. First of all, let's bring in former Secretary of State and Iranian sympathizer Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. Here's your Morning Maroon nominees. I can't talk. Before we get to the dumbest of the dumb, though, we have an honorary mention this morning. You may have seen this video. It's gotten quite the play. From the Canadian version of Family Feud.
Hey.
Yeah. So this is just a...
Oh, the Popeye.
This is just for fun.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken. Oh, my God.
Show me chicken.
They should have asked her.
Spinach, Sherry.
What's Wimpy's?
Maroon.
What's Wimpy's favorite food?
That's the kind of stuff that breaks up families. Now, let's go to our actual nominees.
All right.
Next door in Georgia.
Georgia.
Cartersville, Georgia.
Georgia.
30-year-old guy named Nat King broke into a tire store. As he was trying to steal tires, he got trapped under a pile of them and could not get free.
Oh, God.
I mean, this is kind of like God masterminding the situation, you know? He had to call 911 on himself for help. He told the dispatcher, "I think the tire rack is going to kill me." He was arrested for breaking and entering because stupidity is not a crime in Georgia. Next up, Corey Malone. Who is he? He works for a driver's ed company in Germantown, Wisconsin.
Germantown?
What's wrong with the Germantown we got? This guy, he's the problem. He went to Germantown High School to get one of his students, but he was drunk. He was one of those people that just couldn't do the dry January thing. In fact, so drunk that at one point he picked up the student, backed the car into a gate, which swung out, and then hit the principal.
No, not good.
Not good. Mr. Weatherby, the principal, was okay.
Yeah.
Nobody got that, did they?
No, no, I did not.
Okay.
My mind was
Somebody not. Listening knows who Mr. Weatherby is. Anyway, his blood alcohol level was 4 times the legal limit. He had no idea he even hit the principal, who was not hurt, nor was the student in the car. He was arrested for operating while intoxicated. Man. And then, you know, drunk driving is always dumb, but this sometimes people come up with ways to make it even worse. And if you're going to come up with a lie as to why you're late to work, make it one that can't be undone by zooming in on a photo. A woman named Sydney Whitson in Norman, Oklahoma, tweeted last week about one of her coworkers who was late to work and said it was because she had a flat tire. The woman even sent her boss a picture of a nail in a tire. Two problems. If you zoom in on the photo, it's obvious that the picture is photoshopped
because the nail looks incredibly fake. And two, if you do a Google search for nail in tire, it's the first photo that comes up.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to do that right now.
We don't know about the status of the coworker. Yeah, try that. Nail in tire.
Nail in tire. Photoshop nail and tire together. Oh, wait, it's taking me to the story.
Okay. So you can see the
person Photoshops. Person unconvincingly Photoshops nail and tire to get out of work.
You know what? She's entirely stupid.
I think we throw out the
guy that's. It's not bad. If you do zoom in, it is pretty obvious. But it's not. It's better than what I could do.
Well, yeah.
With Photoshop.
Yeah. Okay. I think we throw out the drunk guy because he's drunk. The four times over the limit guy.
We do prefer natural born stupidity.
So it's probably between the guy who at the tire store.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're going to be undone by the item you're trying to steal.
And it all collapses
and
on
there's
you.
A lesson there. Yeah. Don't ever fall under a pile of tires because you
always said that.
You know, you're going to be just like that poor lady.
I've fallen. And I can't get up.
Standard of excellence. You know, I am learning more and more about Kaiser Fine Furnishing. They opened 50 years ago, Jerry and Kyle opened the furniture store on Wetumpka Highway, right where it is, to set the standard for excellence in the Montgomery area. They picked a great location because it's beyond the 10% tax of Montgomery. But this is 60,000 square feet. This is a huge building. It is not fancy. They don't have neon signs and all the other stuff. There's no infrastructure that is going to add on to the cost of what you buy there. But, man, nobody beats them for selection. Living room, dining room, den, or bedroom. Accent pieces. Every house has a little nook or a corner that needs something. But what? Bring your Christmas gift cards in during January. Save 50%, 50 on their in-stock inventory. And Stella is, she's the key there. She has a great staff, and I do hope you'll ask to see her if she's in and say hello and tell her you heard about us here. They'll find just what you're looking for. That's what we did when we needed a recliner. We told her our budget, kind of chairs we were interested in seeing. We had 10 lined up in about 10 minutes, and we bought the one that met the criterion best and only paid 8.25% sales tax on it, which we really like. By the way, you can also open up a Synchrony account and pay zero interest for 18 months on whatever it is you want. Kaiser Fine Furniture. Buy Wiser. Shop Kaiser in 2020. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and